Back here at 7:41 on the mighty 690, and joining us we have City Manager Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you on here. We have a meeting tonight, and on this hot heat wave of a day, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say, I feel like a melted candy bar. It is unbearable.
Yeah, and you're lucky you're here today, because yesterday morning at this time, our AC was out.
No.
So thankfully, they got out here pretty quick. So you really lucked out. It was pretty bad here yesterday, but we got her all done.
I had a gentleman that came up to me and was riding a motorcycle, and he had taken a bag of ice and put it inside his jacket. Now, of course, it was melting and water flying all over, but he said that's the only way he could stay cool and ride a motorcycle.
Man, he made it work. Yeah, geez, good grief. Well, hey, what do we have coming up here tonight?
Well, tonight will be a busy agenda. Of course, we first have the consent agenda, and that's approval of the previous minutes. And then we have a resolution 2355, and this is a housekeeping measure for authorizing signatures on certain financial accounts. And then, of course, we have appropriations, which that's where we pay our bills. And the appropriation for this period is $1,934,000. And then there's an appropriation for ISMs for $88.12. And that's been, like I say, is summer high, summer low. It depends on what's going, what really, really affects is our utility, our electric utility. So we move on to comments from citizens. And if you're needing assistance and would like to attend the meeting, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall and go down the pathway to the customer service door, if you go through that door, turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if it'll take that elevator to the second floor, that's where the city commission meets. It is one of those that we can only learn to do better is if we hear from the community. And we know there's going to be good and bad, and we expect that. And it is some things we can do, some things we can't do, some things we can afford, and some we can't. But it is, that's the citizen's right and voice during that part of the meeting. Then we move to regular agenda items, and here is the first item is a public hearing to exceed the revenue neutral rate. Now, everybody's been hearing this the last couple of years, and I'm going to take a stab to try to make it simple. What the revenue neutral rate, it was passed by the state legislature, and if you had to say what does it mean, it means transparency. It is just another form of being transparent to the taxpayers of the state. There used to be a cap, and that this took over for the cap legislation. But that is, if you keep that in mind, it's just trying to be more transparent. So what happens is first step is by July 20th, is the city has to let, based on the information that it's received in June, let the county know that we're going to exceed or comply with the revenue neutral rate. If we comply with, there is no notice given. The thing is, a couple of things affect where somebody says exceed, because when I hear exceed, that means you're raising my taxes. And I want to kind of explain that is your house normally, in a few years, Coffeyville went the other way, but normally your house appreciates. You buy the house and then 10 years later, your house is worth that much more money. Of course, that coincides with, you know, police force and these things that are needed by the city to make you safe or when you turn on your faucet, water comes out. But that is a valuation. And valuations normally, and it has been the last couple of years, valuations increase. So that's a given. That's how property taxes kind of work, is the more your house is worth, the more property tax are assessed to it. So with that, the revenue neutral rate, it says there and starts out and says, well, if we took what you needed the year prior, and if that valuation goes up and you don't want to counter that, then you need to exceed the revenue neutral rate. Now, that is something that, you know, some is, well, the valuation goes up and we're going to increase the mill levy. So I usually call that double dipping. It's kind of like the valuation went up and then we're going to ask you for more taxes on top of that.
Okay, so they are kind of, yeah, two separate things. They're talked about together, but they are separate.
Yes, and that's where it is what the city has done, and this will be for the fifth year, is the city originally was, which we wouldn't have been affected by the revenue neutral rate, the city has lost valuation, but now, after hitting and bouncing on bottom, it has started to pick up. Houses are worth more, and you remember the big, you know, rush in 2021 and, you know, 22, and it went totally out of this world in 22. But valuation is increased, so property is worth more, and people are getting more money when they sell their property. The thing that the city had a commitment by the commission was to hold the mill levy. And that's where I talked about, yeah, your valuation gets up, so your tax bill will increase automatically because your valuation goes up, and that's from the county assessor. But insult to injury, that is if you raise the mill levy on top of it, and the city has not done that. In fact, it's kind of a guessing game because the final mill levy is set in November of this year. So we set our proposed not change the mill levy. And in fact, when it came November of last year, the mill levy went down a little. So that is good. But our intent is to hold that and not, I say, double tax. So the revenue neutral rate is, we've got to let the county treasurer know that, hey, we're going to exceed it. We're not going to raise the mill levy, but it is, the valuation has gone up.
Sure. So. And so it sounds like, you know, you have some tools on your side as far as the mill levy goes, as far as, you know, cutting your budgets and, you know, tightening the belt, as you say. But on the revenue neutral thing, it's really kind of, you just kind of have, you don't have as much choice in that.
No. And that's what is because it is a good thing. I want to say it's a good tool. What happens is we let the county, so the county knows, okay, we need all the information about what you're proposing to do. And then we have to set a hearing. And that is a hearing date. And we have to do, give notice 10 days before that hearing. So back on August 12th, it is one of those, that hearing was set. It went into the newspaper and was on our website. It is one of those that the 22nd, which is tonight's meeting, is going to be a discussion of revenue neutral rate and the budget and the adoption of the budget. So the county, knowing that time when we're going to send this to the newspaper on August 12th, they have to send you a statement in the mail about revenue neutral rate. And you remember, they've had this since July 20th. So anyway, they send that out, and you should have received something in the mail a few days ago from the county. And that's just explaining what we do. It's kind of confusing to look at, but you still, in November, you will still get a property tax statement. So that still will come to you. People are familiar with that. But this is just a new thing. And what it does, it outlines, and I will just tell the intent of the commission is, the assessed value has raised, but the commission has instructed staff whatever we need to do to cut, whatever we do. And you understand there's, you know, is needed equipment that you have to buy. There's things cost more. All these things go in, and that's why assessed value usually goes up. But it is one of those, the commission said, we will not increase the mill levy. So what is submitted and what will be for the commission consideration tonight is that the city holds the mill levy. And like I said, last year, when November came, it actually went down a little. It went from 53 to 52 mills. So that can happen. Just there's not anything perfect in your forecasting. So in November is when everything, this is going to exactly be it. It can go up a little. It can go down a little. So I hope that gives everybody kind of an idea. The main thing in the revenue neutral rate is being transparent. You know, there's not any anything really changed. Just the requirement of reporting. So I hope that touched a little. Tonight we'll explain a little. But if you keep remembering, it's an effort to be more transparent. So
sure. No, I appreciate that. I know it's something kind of difficult because we don't think about this day to day.
Oh, you can talk about it for hours, and it does. But there's a calculation method in this stuff. But I like to give people an idea that, you know, what is the bottom line or what is the intent of the city to do with the budget. And that's what most people want to hear is, are you going to increase the city, raise the mill levy and increase our taxes? Plus, that valuation's going up too.
Sure.
And I've always said that it is wrong to sit there and tell somebody your property tax are not going to go up. We have no control over the valuation. So if you see that, that's something we have no control over. That's the county assessor. But to sit there and raise the mill levy, that is, gotcha. That is us.
Okay. So
anyway, moving on, we'll have a resolution to which will be exceeding the revenue neutral rate, which we just talked about. There will be a public hearing on approval of the budget, which we have talked about. And then it is a resolution to approve and authorize the certification of the 2024 City of Coffee budget. And this is the entire budget. This is the big budget. And roughly that is the $104,725,547. That is the big one. That's the big electric everything. And then it authorized, and this is what the city's general fund, which operates, and that's where your taxes go, to this fund, is $2,973,000. So that is approved. Then it is a second reading of authorizing the declaration of the water watch, which we've talked about, to a water warning. And that's keep on conserving. And if we look outside, we can tell we need to conserve water. We don't want to do anything drastic. And that's what happens when you go into an emergency. So let's keep from that. Then we go to resolution for it to establish the public safety services chief of police position. This position, it was many years ago, that was a position with the city of Coffeeville. It's since then died, but things have changed in Coffeeville. We currently are pursuing to find a fire chief. It is one of those that We had no internal applicants. So we don't have any internal applicants that for the position. So that means that the person that'll come here will be not from here. So with that, it is one of those to open lines of communication and direct where I have proposed this position to actually provide continuity for now and future years. In that way, it is one of those suits the situation should happen again, because the people are coming from outside our community. There's not any internal apps. And looking at it, it's a given that probably the person that will fill the fire chief's position is not from here. And with that, this position assists with oversight. It's not a day-to-day operation. It is one of those we're not paying for two positions. It is one position with added responsibilities on top of that.
So is this a, it says, you know, chief of police slash also director of public safety. So is this over police and fire, or how does this work? And
what it is it's an oversight. The fire chief, when it's hired, is directly over all of fire. This is because of, you know, possible in future, plus assisting, you know, with understanding Coffeyville, looking at the best interest for both departments as a whole. It is basically an oversight and a guide to the fire department. Okay. But at the same time, he's the chief of police. So we're not creating two separate positions. We're actually sitting there saying that as the chief, which is from here, longtime resident of here, has family here, his continuity plus the understanding of city policy, these kind of things, will help in that transition of the fire chief. And they will discuss things. But the fire chief will report to, as a direct line of communication, to the director of public safety services slash police chief. So it is opening lines and looking at the future where the department is going, like I said, without any internal applications. We didn't have any previously with fire chief there and don't have any now. So it could be that, you know, we never get an internal application anymore.
Gotcha. Well, I know we've got a couple more things on the agenda, but unfortunately we're running up against the clock, so we appreciate that's the yep. big ones, looks like.
Yeah, those are the big ones. The others is just kind of in-house. Okay. And thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, City Manager Mark Hall. We really appreciate it. And we got news coming up here on KGGF.